We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Dave Schwartz. All right, all the local buzz, a lot of local buzz lately around the shoot. We all know it. The death trap, as the coroner calls it. Yep, the death trap, as the coroner out there calls it in Cherokee County, constructed by SCDOT. A lot of it unnecessary. They built the whole shoot at one time. It's a big concrete funnel they funnel you into where you are then trapped with potentially deadly drivers, even though they weren't working on all the sections the chute covers. They thought they'd just throw it up and leave it there the whole time. It's been killing people ever since. And they didn't much care about it. Defended it at public meetings until the coroner shamed them and said, listen, I want to start taking these SCDOT officials with me when I have to knock on the doors, you know, and tell people their family members are dead because of the chute. And then all of a sudden it appears why they can take it down within 90 days. Yeah. They're trying to do that right now. So kind of tell me what that says to you, Dave.
Well, what it says to me is, look, we've got, you know, folks in this state, the politicians, the bureaucrats that they appoint, they don't care, right? What they're most concerned about there, and we've been saying this for literally years, is the money, right? They want to raise our taxes. They want to raise our registration fees. They want to raise our driver's license fees. Now they're talking about, you know, doing it all again and tagging it to inflation to raise our gas taxes even higher. But our roads still aren't getting fixed. And I mean, look, this is one of the busiest roads in the state of South Carolina, right? Interstate 85 from basically that North Carolina line all the way to the Georgia line, one of the busiest sections of highway in the state. And you would think, Tara, you would think that this would be on the top of the list, top of the agenda, but it's, you know, years of delays. The contractors screwed this thing up. There's no oversight. And man, I don't know a better example, Tara. I really don't. And sadly, it takes death to like bring this to the forefront here. But I don't. There's really not a better example of the, as you said, arrogance, right? The contempt from these bureaucrats, from these politicians, and corruption and incompetence. I mean, you put those three in a pot together, and here we are. And it's just it's sad. More than anything else, it's really sad. They're collecting more money from us than ever, but our roads still aren't getting fixed. And in this case, this concrete chute thing, it's people are dying. Like, people are dying on these roads because they refuse to get them fixed. And say real fast, what is the reason for this? Like, why aren't these roads getting fixed? Why has this concrete chute been out there for years? Why is this happening? And the reason is plain and simple. It's corruption. They're taking money that should be going to fix these roads. Whether it's, you know, state highways, whether it's interstates, whether it's even the county roads, they're taking that money that should be going to fix those roads and bridges, Tara, and they're shipping them off to pet projects across the state. And you know, that's been the tail of the tape with really our roads in the last 10 years is they continue to funnel money and launder money away from the repair sections of the budget, and they put them into these pet projects where we're inevitably – you know, you have the most powerful politician in the state, corrupt Hugh Leatherman, who owns a concrete company that makes money off of this. And that's the bottom line is, you know, summing up, people die on these roads because they're not fixing them instead they're shipping money off to these pet projects. It's really sad. It's really pathetic. And as you said, the response from DOT, the response from these politicians, you know what? All right, we'll fix it when we get to it. And that's sad. It's really sad.
So tell me, we've been talking about for a while this idea of, hey, you know, even though we have more than enough money to fix everything on the list and we should be suspending this because the money's just sitting there. Hey, let's index the gas tax to inflation. So the higher it goes, the more expensive your gas tax gets. It's kind of a Hunger Games style idea, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I know there was some conversation about that. We've been tracking it. Is that getting any traction?
Well, look, I mean, it will unless they see pushback from us, right? Unless they get pushback from your listeners on this idea, just like the gas tax, 5 years ago, Tara, that was, it was just sort of an idea that was bounced around. Maybe a few legislators like Leatherman and a few others that make money off of it, they were interested in it and it got some talk, but then it got real serious real fast. And then all of a sudden, here we have the largest gas tax hike in history. And of course, that was in 2017 that they passed that. And here we are, as you mentioned, $2 billion later, $2 billion extra dollars they've taken from us because of that tax hike. One report that came out from the NERV.org a couple weeks ago about how only three bridges in the entire state of South Carolina, SCDOT identified 750 structurally deficient bridges that needed repair or even replaced, and only three of those have been fixed with that new gas tax money. That's the kind of stuff. And again, I take it all back. Who is responsible for this? Who is accountable for this? Who's accountable for Interstate 85 and why that hasn't gotten repaired and why people are dying on that road, literally because of the conditions of the highway? Why is only three bridges out of 750 that have been identified been fixed yet with the new gas tax money? And it all goes back to three politicians that are responsible directly to you, your state representative, your state senator, and the governor. And that's who you need to hold accountable if you want to fix these roads. That's who you need to talk to, by the way, Tara, to your point, about this potential new tax hike they're talking about down in Columbia. Of course, for the roads. But they want to raise the tax, and they're talking about raising fees on hybrid electric vehicles. And there's also talk of an index to inflation, so they never have to vote on raising the gas tax ever again. It'll just go up automatically every year. There's inflation in Tara, as you've well documented on this show and on your podcast. I mean, inflation is running rampant, and there's no end in sight. So you can imagine what our gas prices are going to be if they tie the gas tax to inflation. It's going to skyrocket. And again, your legislators, your state representative, your state senator, and the governor, and that's who you need to talk to. And again, if you want to send a direct message to them, telling them, hey, get your butts out there, talk to your appointees at SCDOT. By the way, appointees that you just gave a big fat raise to, Christy Hall, the head of SCDOT, now makes over $300,000 a year, Tara.
Wasn't that like a 32% raise, Dave? It was crazy.
50% over the last 18 months. She's gotten a 50% raise over the last year and a half. That is crazy. And again, your legislators approved it. So if you want to tell them, fix the roads, talk to your appointees, get this done. People shouldn't be dying on our roads. They should not be dying because of the condition of the roads. Get these roads fixed and don't even think about another tax hike. Don't even think about more of my money coming in to SCDOT's bank account. Text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, as in kill this plan, kill this tax hike, KILL, K-I-L-L, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, KILL to 52886 on your cell phone. Tell your legislators, tell the governor, kill any talk of any tax hike, period. Get these darn roads fixed. Get these existing roads fixed right now before more people get injured and die on these roads. Because, Tara, it was clear, going back to that story of the concrete chute, a lot of times you hear about these deaths on roadways. It's very sad. But a lot of times it's, hey, you know what? It's a drunk driver, or there was something going on at the wheel. Somebody's not paying attention, right? I think it was very clear with this concrete chute. This is road conditions that caused these accidents. These are road conditions that really can be eliminated if we just fix the road. If we just put the money that we already gave them to fixing the roads, this wouldn't happen. So again, if you want to go ahead and send that message to your legislators, to the governor, demanding that they kill any and all talks of tax hikes and get out there and talk to their appointees over at SCDOT and fix these existing roads, text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, as in kill any tax hike, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, KILL to 52886. Send that message to your politicians right away. Tara, bottom line, let's get these roads fixed. Let's put the pressure on these politicians to get these roads fixed. We shouldn't have these stories popping up, you know, really as often as they do. And I think the coroner in Cherokee County nailed it dead on. Something's got to give here. And this has to end.
And it's not just that. It's just the general treatment of people. Like, this is from May, okay? Nobody died in this one. But there were a bunch of accidents in the chute, right? People got stuck right in the chute on I-85. I don't know if you remember this. For 7 hours.
Yes.
Seven hours.
I remember that, yeah.
We stopped on the freeway at 11:15 in the morning, came to a screeching halt, one of the men said, and we got going again just after 6 a.m. And families were pulling up to the other side of the road so they could hand, like, kids off, you know, and wives could get out and go home. There was nowhere to go to the bathroom, so you were forced to get out of your car and run across the highway. Thank God nobody was killed. And SCDOT didn't really have a good answer for it. I mean, this is just the arrogance.
It's pathetic. No, you have to be a NASCAR driver to get around this state without getting hurt, without getting your car repaired. I mean, really, and it shouldn't be that way. Here's the one thing I'll say quickly, Tara. If citizens fight back and they hold these politicians, your legislators and the governor accountable, we've seen it happen where roads start to get fixed. You ask the folks up in TR about Locust Hill Road. I mean, they battled. They kept the pressure on their state legislators to get that road fixed. And it looks like finally the wheels are in motion. You know, Tom Corbin, the state senator up there, he finally got the pressure. The smoke was lit under his butt to get something done with DOT and his appointees over there. And they did. They're starting to get that road fixed. They're planning on fixing the entire stretch of road up on Highway 290 next year. So it can happen. It just takes pressure from your listeners. And again, start with sending that message today. Text the word KILL to 52886 on your cell phone. That'll send a direct message to your legislators and the governor, the folks that appoint and control SCDOT. Get these roads fixed and don't even think about another tax hike. Get these roads fixed.
Amen. Dave Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tweet of the day comes from Caitlin Bennett, and this is a profound one. It took, she writes, just 8 years to go from the Obama administration denying they spy on our cell phone data and our emails and our texts. It took just 8 years to go from the Obama administration denying that they spy on our cell phone data to the Biden administration nonchalantly saying, no, fact check our text messages for misinformation. But hey, Trump was the Nazi, right? Great point. Great point. Holy cow. Texture rights have the voters directly elect the South Carolina DOT commissioner, then directly elect the judges. That would be wonderful. It would help a lot. Texture rights, hey, Tara, the longer this COVID nightmare and all its variants goes on, it is clearly obvious to those willing to read the tea leaves that the ruling class desperately need the fear to control the unwashed masses to accomplish their goal. Dr. Fauci was perhaps the main engineer of their tool known as COVID. Yeah, we're going to get back to this in the next segment. Folks, still so many unanswered questions. And I think it's great that Rand Paul's going the perjury route, but the question somebody needs to ask Fauci, why the Wuhan lab? It's a Chinese military facility. This is a country, again, that's vowed to use to weaponize coronaviruses and use them as economic weapons to get the economic upper hand. Why there? Why there? Why did it have to be there? What were you thinking? Could you explain why you thought this would be a good idea? It is a bioweapons lab run by the Chinese military. They contact you? Do you contact them? What's your understanding of how this research would be used? Do you have any fear or thought whatsoever that perhaps they might unleash it on the world as they promised to do? I mean, that's the mentality I want to get into. I got to understand there's a lot more here that we don't understand, but we're at least chipping away at it bit by bit by bit. We'll have more on that coming right up. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It just writes itself. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. Remember her? She told reporters in 2020 that the Hunter Biden laptop, by the way, at the time she worked for the Biden campaign, she told reporters in 2020 the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And she said that you should not be talking about it because you're just spreading Russian disinformation. All that stuff on there, it's not really Hunter. It's just, it's made up, and the Russians, they duped us. That's what it is. Russian disinformation. And she accused President Trump specifically, said, quote, "I think we need to be very, very clear that what he's doing here is amplifying Russian misinformation." And that's in October of 2020. Okay, so she's now the White House Communications Director. Yesterday, so, I mean, you want to talk about spreading misinformation? I mean, just flat-out lies. Your guy gets busted, flat cold busted, not just taking bribes from other countries, the son, Hunter, but also admitting in writing on the laptop multiplications, the big guy gets 10 to 20%. And then Hunter's resentful of that. He was going back and forth with his daughter. He thinks Hunter thinks she should have a bigger share. He does all the work, takes all the legal risk. I can't disagree with him. All that was Russian disinformation, she told us. And Trump shouldn't even report to. He shouldn't even repeat that because he's helping the Russians. Well, it turns out that Kate Bedingfield was the one slinging the Russian disinformation, not Trump. It was a total lie. So it's pretty ironic that yesterday she came out and accused conservative news outlets of spreading misinformation on vaccines and suggested they should be shut down, held accountable, or otherwise punished with deplatforming and the like. She said that social media platforms should hold them accountable. There are, quote, "there are conservative news outlets creating irresponsible content sharing misinformation out there." Well, yeah, you mean like you, Kate? So by Kate's own standard, Kate shouldn't have any social media accounts. She should be banned for spreading misinformation. See how this works? They're not interested in getting it right. They're interested in using social media to amplify their lies that help them politically while shutting down anyone who might question those lies. Speaking of questioning lies, did you see this? Fauci versus Rand Paul. This is the best 3 minutes and 40 seconds of it. And you can decide yourself, what is amazing about this clip? And everybody's missing the point on our side. They're debating back and forth gain of function and whether Fauci funded experiments that led to gain of function or caused gain of function, which he actually did. He absolutely did. which means teaching a virus that is not dangerous to humans, but is dangerous to animals, to jump from humans to animals, and making it do it when it would not otherwise do that. It's a very dangerous thing to be doing, particularly in a Chinese bioweapons lab in partnership with the Chinese. So Rand Paul's trying to get him in a perjury trap, and he did. He perjured himself before Congress. He said he didn't fund gain of function, and they're going back and forth on it. Here's the remarkable part. Fauci told us for a year he didn't fund anything at the Wuhan lab, that that was a conspiracy theory. And we now know he worked with Facebook to get anybody who espoused that, or at least their post, censored. So for the first time yesterday, this is what everybody's missing, he admits he did fund research at the Wuhan lab, BioEco Health Alliance. He lied about that for a year. I mean, this is a guy, he lied about this to the mainstream media, calling anybody who thought it was the case a big conspiracy theorist. And yet still, day in and day out, they elevate this guy as if he's telling the truth, as if he's worth listening to, when he has flat out lied. No, this time he won't. This time he won't lie. This time he'll tell you the truth. Here's Fauci versus Rand Paul. Both of them are doctors, remember.
This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator,
you
Paul's
are the one.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible to result
in
SARS-CoV-2.
Caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
So that was progress. Got Fauci on the record admitting he did fund the research. at the Wuhan lab. So that's a big deal. And remember what Vanity Fair, liberal publication, reported. That at the State Department, remember they had their sources were State Department. That the State Department said we wanted to look into the gain of function research that was being done at the lab. We were afraid of it because the lab had really shoddy, you know, practices for preventing its escape. But then we were told not to because it would open too big a can of worms. So this is the State Department. They knew all about it. There's so many questions that need to be asked here. Dr. Fauci, did you coordinate with the Pentagon in funding this? They spent $39 million they ran through Echo Health Alliance. Did you coordinate with them? What do you know about what the Pentagon was doing there? See, here's the thing. I want to haul these Pentagon officials in. Why'd you think it was a good idea to pump money through an organization, Echo Health Alliance, that was only doing one thing, gain-of-function research with Chinese scientists, both here in the U.S. and then that, when that was banned in China? Why would our Pentagon be doing that? Why would you, Dr. Fauci, of all the places on Earth you could have done this? You do it in a Chinese lab? A bioweapons lab? What are you thinking? Were you at any point afraid that putting this into possession of the Chinese might cause a cataclysmic disaster? What was your mindset? Why there? So we now have something. We have him admitting, yes, I was doing the research at the Wuhan lab. By the way, he also lied under oath about the amount. If you notice, he didn't put an amount out there because he told us it was $600,000 in the last one. That was under oath. We've since found out it's $4 million. So that was a lie under oath, too. But he's got liberal privilege, so CNN won't be on his front porch like Roger Stone while the FBI kicks in his door. You live in a country where, depending on the poll, between 40 and 50% of American adults do not believe that the guy residing at the White House is actually the president. It's one of those things we are not allowed to speak of. So it's remarkable that, of all people, Tom Brady brought it up yesterday. Biden's reaction to it was pretty interesting, too. He said it right in front of the president. Notice here, Biden chimes right in, but Brady goes first.
It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally.
Wow. Speaking the unspeakable. Pretty interesting. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, have you seen that Prince Harry? I can't read that part of your text. Have you seen that Prince Harry Windsor has landed a $20 million book deal? Who says being a spineless worm doesn't pay? Now the texter writes, Tara, I guess the women's soccer team, yeah, producer Tim brought this up earlier. I guess the women's soccer team got a dose of karma this morning for disrespecting their country. They lost to Sweden. I hope this will be eye-opening for them. Yeah, couldn't happen to a lousier group of women. Congratulations, Sweden. Love to see that. I bet they honored their flag, too, at the end of it. I'd rather see the team that honors their flag win at this point. And I don't care if they're not American. Texter writes, we blow up about Syria using sarin gas on its people. Actually, Syria did not do that. Obama administration lied about that. It was actually Al-Qaeda. But anyway, we blow up about Syria using sarin gas on its people, and then we turn around and use a bioweapon on ours. That's the level of what they did. Potentially, yeah. Yeah. That is potentially the truth. We don't know. And it's almost every day on the show, you'll notice I mention that the Pentagon funded, through Echo Health Alliance research at that lab, $39 million. What the heck were they doing? It's not a question anybody's asked. Nobody wants comment, not even Fox News. It's the weirdest thing. It's really weird. Texter writes, and remember, Dr. Fauci predicted that Trump would get a pandemic, the research pandemic virus. Yes, we played that audio many times before. It is striking. He said before the end of the Trump's term, there would be a pandemic, and he was right. Texture writes, Tara, if big tech wants to do away with misinformation, they would have to block the mainstream media and the whole Democrat Party. Amen and aye to that. Let's see. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if Fauci and the gang think the vaccines are so great and safe for our well-being, then why is there so much hostility toward us? Me thinks they are pushing way too hard, so I'm backing away from the shot. Another texter writes, Tara, if Bernie and AOC need to publicly disparage Bezos, then maybe he should stop donating to the Democrats. That'll never happen. Oh, did you see? He gave $100 million to Van Jones. The self-avowed communist, Van Jones. Yeah, that's while his own employees carry around pee cups because they're not allowed to stop to pee. But Van Jones will fix it. Anyway, Jones is supposed to give the money to various communist or affiliated charities. Well, that's what he will do. And this was all to celebrate Bezos' blast off into space. So, there you go. Texter writes, if Fauci is so honest, why does he get so angry in accusing of others? Another texter writes, where'd this go? Texter writes, does texting kill daily? Oh, but this is the Dave Schwartz interview. Help the cause or only count once per phone? I would just send it one time. We want to be honest about it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I drive south every day on I-85 from Gaffney to Greer, and it upsets me that the speed is reduced to 35. Well, they're trying to save lives. What a mess. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, look how long the chute on I-26 to Columbia is. I know. The road work in this state, man. I'll tell you what. Now, the texter writes, the coroner calling it a death trap, talking about the chute on 85, will now make it easier to sue for negligence. Yes, it will. And another texter writes, Tara, rioting Trump supporters are the least of our worries. Finally, another texter writes, hey, Miss Tara, no lie, I can't find my nuclear football, but I digest. I think they mean digress. Everybody needs to get vaccinated or the mad cow's going to kill you. Signed, Senator Joe Biden. Another texter writes, Tara, have you noticed Soros and Gates just bought a COVID-19 testing company? Yeah, it looks like they think there's a bright future there. That's scary. Another texter writes, Roger Stone had his life destroyed for so-called perjury before Congress. Yeah, but remember, Fauci has liberal privilege, so, you know, as long as he's trying, it doesn't matter if he's lying. That's how it works in our country. Texter writes, what is a teenager doing driving an Audi? When I was that age, I was lucky to have my Datsun B210. You had a Datsun B210? I had a bright yellow station wagon with wood paneling. It is a wonder I got a date at all in high school, so I don't feel sorry for you. Not at all. All right. Have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Slugging it out. Check out the Battleground podcast in the meantime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.